Decency, he continued, in a lower tone than he intended, wavering slightly. Used to mean something quite different. It has become a catch-all phrase that encompasses all behavior of a generally moral nature. Hello, don't go. She had left through the optimistically open back door, a slight figure in a bright red dress, hair streaming gloriously down her back. Adam looked about him, torn briefly between determination to see the service through and the urgent need to catch Evie. Urgent need trumped professional determination, and he left the lectern and hastened along the aisle, robes billowing when he broke into a run near the arched exit. Evie, he called. Evie Witz. But when he arrived at the porch, there was no sign of her. The morning was bright and sunny again, another perfect day in the ripening vale. But here in this forgotten corner of the village, it was shadowy and chill. Beyond the church, the graveyard was unkempt and overgrown, the lichened tombstones half-smothered in vetch and cypress spurge. Valiant sunlight forced its way through a clump of yew trees lining the perimeter wall, but the fitful penumbras thus produced only intensified the sinister atmosphere. Keeping to the weed-strewn path, Adam skirted the building, looking for a telltale scarlet flash, finding nothing until he came to the oldest part of the grounds, its uneven gravestones like lines of rotting teeth, the 16th-century dates hewn upon them sealed up with moss. He stopped, hugging his arms to his body, hearing at first only the breeze sighing through the leaves. Despite the unearthly calm, he felt that he was not alone. Then he heard it, a sound that blended with the suspirations of nature and yet stood apart from them, heavier and more urgent. A human sound, panting perhaps, and then an unmistakable sigh of pain? Upset? Or base pleasure? He had heard that same sound from those same lungs before. Evie! He called again, angrily now. Where are you? He strode around the bell tower, and then he saw her, lying on a flat granite slab, surrounded by a low wall and festooned with the only fresh flowers in the entire graveyard, was Evie. Her legs were bent so that the silky skirt of her red dress was rucked around her waist, baring her Nicholas crotch to the gaze of any passerby. She gazed up into the sky, one hand cupped around a breast, teasing its stiff nipple with a lazy thumb. Her face was rapt, eyes glassy, and her back was arched. The flush of her cheek was just as it had been when he saw her the day before, taken by her string of lovers. She had been doing something unspeakable here in the churchyard. For a moment, he could do no more than stare at her, his eyes drawn rudely to what was displayed between her thighs.